What if I had not believed that I should see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Please be seated. It's a strange gospel. It's about all I can say. It doesn't quite fit, except that it fits for Lent. These 40 days that mirror in some way for us the time that Jesus spent apart examining who he really was, testing that, determining that, and then going out into the world to bless and cure and preach and heal. And after a little while, he turned his face towards Jerusalem, Luke writes. And for quite a few chapters of that gospel, we have a journey where Jesus moves from his ministry in Galilee and goes toward Jerusalem day by day. A little bit like Lent for us. 40 days set apart for us to go on a journey. It's a little bit like the whole church year. It's supposed to take us somewhere. It's not a record on repeat or a digital file. It's taking us somewhere. And Lent is this rare, concentrated time where we are intentionally doing things for ourselves and others that bring us closer to God, closer to something we didn't know before about ourselves, maybe about how we are standing in the way of ourselves and the gospel. So we have this story today where someone says something to Jesus and he reacts, and then it's like he has this existential moment and he steps out of the gospel and into us, into the very mind of God. He's no longer just Jesus. He is speaking as the Christ, the eternal Son who has been with the world before the world, through whom the world was created. It's the Christ who says, who laments deeply, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have wanted to gather my children. And yet you are the city who kills the prophets and stones to death those who are sent to you. It's the story of all the prophets. It's the story of the world. Let me say what I mean by that, because it's the next phrase that really should astound us and stop us and call us to encounter God in a whole new way. Jesus says, it's like a hen who covers her brood with her wings to protect them, to keep them safe, to warm them. The hen, the mother who loves her children so much that she will give her life in an instant for them. Why? Why will the hen, the mother, the lover of her children, give her life? It's so that we, the children of God, may live. And not just live a little, but may become what we have always been destined to become. To move from immaturity to full life and maturity. It is the immature world that stones the prophets. Jerusalem is not a place in Israel. Jerusalem is every place that knows something about God and refuses to accept it. You are Jerusalem. I am Jerusalem. A holy city, the dwelling place of God. Christ within, trying to emerge and bring this world to its fullness, to the beauty of love and peace and mutual care. God spreads her wings over us, loves us. And we stone her. But that's the story that we stand in every year of the Christian life. It doesn't end on one day. It goes on. And Jesus went on, knowing what awaited him. That's the judgment on the world, that God will give God's life for ours. And in doing so, frees us from the cosmic power of sin. That all we have to really do is realize that we're not as separate from one another as we like to think we are. The separateness that makes us comfortable and right. How many of you have been with a therapist office who said, well, you can be married or you can be right. You can be in relationship or you can be right, and the other person can be wrong. God just says, I love you. You are my children. You are my chicks. And I delight in you. And I want to be with you, near you, over you, around you, and in you. Not just so that you can stay chicks, stay immature, stay children, but grow into the fullness of Christ, to be conformed to the cross, to be like one who lays down your life for the life of another, to be one who knows how to stand in the suffering of another. Because until we can do that, we are hiding in our immaturity, pretending that we are okay and everyone else is the problem. We are one people, one world. We are God's children, and the Lord Jesus Christ is inviting us this Lent and every day to stand and walk with him. He will lead you to maturity. He will lead you to life. He will lead you to healing as you heal and love others. It is so simple, and it's the longest journey we ever have to walk. Amen.